Yeah. We need those moments.
Okay, thank you for coming to the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee on September 4th. It's 5:30. We have present Legislator Eckert and Legislator Haynes. Thank you for coming. And we are going to look at the meeting minutes from August 7th. Did anybody have any revisions, corrections, anything to that matter?
No.
Okay. Can I get a motion to accept the minutes?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. The minutes are done then. Go right into resolutions. We have resolution number 349, which is the confirming of an appointment to the Ulster County Arson Task Force Board. And it's name of Christopher Bowers. And I do have his resume on file. And application, it looks like, if anybody needs to look at it. Anybody have any questions on that?
I do not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A motion to move the resolution?
I move.
I'll second. Second. That.
Thank you. Resolution passes. Resolution 356, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to accept a Governor's Traffic Safety Committee grant. Ulster County Sheriff's Office. This is for $4,500 reimbursement of appropriated dollars coming from, looks like, the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Does anybody have any questions for the money we are getting reimbursed for obviously, I guess, doing a good job?
Do you want to just speak to the grant?
Quickly? Sure. Well, for the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee supplies us with three grants. So they're all part of one is a separate item. There's the car seat grant, which buys us car seats that we distribute at different checkpoints throughout the county. And it also provides the funds for us to educate our technicians and certify them. So what we do is some places throughout the county or by appointment will hold car seat installation clinics. And we need the car seats, which the grant pays for, because we're not allowed to let someone leave if they have an inadequate car seat. So regardless, it's not based upon whether you can afford it or not.
Okay.
It's if you have a car seat that's not qualified or out of date, we have to replace it. So that's what the program does. So when we get a lot of new parents that will call, they have their brand new baby, they want us to fit their car seat correctly. So it's a good program. They lost a 3-year-old in Sullivan County that wasn't even seatbelted yesterday.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Motion to move the resolution?
I make the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Oh, I'm not saying all in favor, because I guess it's just us and we're all approving them, so that's right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, resolution passes. Resolution 357, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to accept a Governor's Traffic Safety Committee grant, Ulster County Sheriff, which is for $10,175, again, reimbursement for appropriated funds, and this is the other one, too.
There's two parts of that, two different monetary amounts. One is for specifically seatbelt details, and the other is related to what we do is we pull our accident statistics and our ticket statistics throughout the county, mostly accidents. And we try to focus on high accident areas and what kind of enforcement we can do to minimize the crashes.
Great. Thank you. Motion to move the resolution?
I'll make the motion to move resolution number 357.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution passes. Resolution 358, authorizing chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for FY18 State Homeland Security Program, amending the 2018 Ulster County Budget, Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. And Mark, you have the floor.
Sure. So in the past, this has come in a little bit earlier. And so what they would do is they would just, Steve would put this in to amend the current year's budget. And that's what you'd see. So you'd see the full amount of the grant. This year, since it was so late, we separated out what we're going to spend. Because the fiscal year is September to August. So for what they need to expend the grant, we're going to spend 25 in 18. So we needed to amend the 18 budget. And the rest is going to be spent in 19, and we'll go through the regular budget process. Some of the money, USERT, throwable robot, pole camera system, those are both for law enforcement, hazmat identifier and a gas detector, consultant services for emergency management plans, preparedness bag, like citizen preparedness bags. Some of it goes to the interoperable radio equipment. And then some personnel costs related to public health preparedness. And then $25,000 this year is going to be spent on an emergency management drone program.
Yes.
Mark, is this going through any other committee or just us?
Yes. No, it goes through this committee in Ways and Means.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And it's pass-through money.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Make a motion.
To approve resolution number 358.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Sticking out. Okay. The last resolution on our list is 359, which is amending the capital project number 519, UCLEC energy upgrades to complete a NYSERDA Flex Tech energy study, Department of Public Works. Mark, you're going to have the floor again.
Sure. So there was the capital amendment that's being amended was $250,000 grant. It was used for lighting upgrades at the law enforcement center, electric car charger over there, and the purchase of a SRO vehicle, like an electric vehicle for sheriff's office. This is adding $47,000 onto it. Now $31,000 for UCLECT, and then $17,000 is going to be used to do a flex tech study for the county office building. It's basically an energy master plan, and we went out to RFP for this a couple months ago. So it's all NYSERDA funding.
So the $31,000 is for the study?
Yes, for the law enforcement center's portion of the study.
And that's a normal...
It's like a master plan. Yeah.
I mean, they're... normal kind of pricing?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
It's not like you call somebody and say, can you come over and give me a price for free because I have three other people who could do it?
Right.
No.
No.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, I have to ask.
I think the New York Power Authority was one of the vendors that bid it, that submitted a proposal. They're larger firms.
Okay. I think it involves testing as well.
Okay.
That's why, you know, you can just call a vendor and there's a certain amount of testing that has to be done and...
But the upgrades will be done after the master plan. We'll really have a master facilities plan for the law enforcement center in here for energy efficient upgrades.
We are all about that in Ulster County.
We are.
Okay. Can I have a motion to move the resolution?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. We do have the sheriff's report. So we have our updates, obviously, through August. And we're on the positive side, which is always good. So thank you for that. Did anybody want to add anything in general or to
Our boardings are up.
Yes.
Because of Greene County. We're up to 490,000 for the year, something in that area. I just got the report as I was leaving my office. Should have kind of printed it. That's going well.
Good.
Well, other than that, I don't really have anything else you would have a question for me.
Anybody have any questions on the report or anything?
No.
Okay. Old business, I just want to say that we do have on file answers to two questions that were asked last month. One regarding the MOU and the length of time. So if anybody wants to read that, I have it. I did let you read it. There was a question about from Legislator Rodriguez. So sorry he's not here today. On the variances, which we are at zero, so that's the answer to that question. So that would take care of our old business.
May I ask, did he ask the other question as well? Because he'll ask me about that, a caucus, and then, so I know the variances are zero, but was that his as well?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And you saw the answer to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I did let him read
it. So I could tell the school.
Okay.
Because they asked me, so they needed to have an answer.
Right. I think it was just
hopscotch.
Who had the hot potato?
There's too many, right?
Too
right.
many people.
Too many windows to try and pass.
Most of the time, contract management submits the resolutions, but if it's these intermunicipals, they
right.
don't. So.
It's Mark's fault.
That's all.
That's
all. For the record.
I don't think that's how I answered it. But.
It's all mine. No, we're good. I just want to be
okay.
Tell them.
All right.
Any new business? And events around the county. Anything, Sheriff, in the dunking booth again, anywhere?
No, the only thing I'll add is anybody that has young folks or anybody interested, the cadet program will be starting up again in September. It was a great success. We graduated at 19?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was,
about
19
yeah.
Young adults. So we're going to be doing that again. So anybody that has 14 to 18-year-olds interested in any kind of law enforcement career, they certainly can join. They meet twice a month on a Monday for 2 hours. And
when does it start again?
It will start, I think, the third week of this month, but I have to check on the date. But if they
okay.
check our Facebook page.
It's on there. Know. Okay, great. Thank you.
I don't know if this is events, but raise the oh sorry.
No, go ahead.
Raise the Age goes live October 1st, right? So there's been teams for the Sheriff's Department and administrative offices, probation, various others just getting ready for the implementation, but by the time the next meeting happens, it'll have been implemented.
Yeah.
So
okay, good.
16-year-olds starting October 1st won't have criminal liability. We can't have the ones that are found after that. They won't go to the jail. They'll go somewhere else.
Okay.
Any 16-year-old that's in the jail when that changes will stay.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I don't think we have any right now. We had one from Ulster, and I think he just turned 17.
Right.
But I got to double check.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. Mary, did you have something?
I think there's an event in Olive.
Still here.
Saturday, right? Olive Day.
Oh, okay.
One of these days, the 17-year-olds stay, and then next year they're gone.
There's not very many of them.
When I first took over 9 years ago, there was a heck of a lot more than there are now. I don't know why. It just dropped off precipitously. I remember when I first started, we had APOD, and I was surprised at how many kids were in there. Yeah.
Arrests are down for the 16 and 17-year-olds across the board on the state.
Yeah. Do we have any indication of why?
I just get a DCJS report and just overall.
Our next meeting is Tuesday, October 2nd. Anybody have anything else? Motion to adjourn.
This is a very contentious meeting.
Thank you.